like the invisible boy from Mystery Man.
Okay, you step into the room. It's very, very hot.
Okay, I'll walk over to where I know the thing is and then I'll open my eyes when I get there.
You're standing at the pedestal. It's hot. You're sweating a lot.
Okay.
Heat's oppressive.
I don't know how to have faith in something and how to express it in role.
That's because you're a thief. I mean, sorry, a rogue.
No, I don't know how I would express faith. You're saying I have to have faith, and I wouldn't know how to express that I was having faith.
That's what dice are for.
Yeah, well, kind of. You can curse and call the name of your god and stuff.
Okay, well, I'm just being faithful. I'm just believing that my god can help me.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll pick up the scroll.
Yep.
I'll walk piously to the door.
Basically, you lift the scroll off the pedestal.
Dot, dot, dot.
Give me a reflex.
Use a check for traps.
I was having too much faith. Too much faith. Crap.
An independent man will pass.
18. You roll out the door as the room erupts in flame.
I had faith. See, look.
Exactly.
Yay. Thank you, Tymora. She's going to, like, cast me into hell or something, probably. She doesn't like me.
Well, the beast will be warm.
Mine.
Boy chuckles to himself.
Why are you laughing at me? I did it. I have faith. Like Bastion
said. Very
good,
little one.
Okay. I'll open the scroll.
Okay. You open the scroll. The scroll is indecipherable. You think it's like scrolls of magic you've read before.
Okay. Oh,
looks like a magical scroll.
No, I can't. I've forgotten that.
You can't decipher a magical scroll, can you? Can you decipher script on
one? Well, it's one of my class skills. And
yes, I think you can. Yeah, you begin to decipher script on.
I add plus 2 because my intelligence. Haha, 14.
You can't use it untrained.
I don't, I've got it as a cross.
So yeah, but have you got any ranks in?
No.
No, you can't use it.
Okay.
You have to learn. It's, you think it's a magical scroll.
Okay, I'm not
a cleric or a wizard.
Thank you.
It's a scroll of fire trap.
Woo! Woo!
It's handy.
Shiny.
Arcane or divine?
Ooh. Well, there's a question. Doesn't tell me. 50-50.
Scroll of fire trap.
Hi, it's divine. it's a divine scroll. Hmm? I think it is, actually. Have a look.
Divine.
It is if there's two. Yeah, it did used to be both.
What room number are we?
You're in room B18.
B18.
Fire trap. Fire trap. Druid, sorcerer, wizard.
Oh, good.
So yes, it is. It can be both. It's a divine version.
at which point I hand it over to Slith.
She opens it, reads it.
If this is useful to you.
Yes.
She puts it on. Found it.
Hey, tag along, they get goodies. Let's bag her.
Add it to a
bloody magic.
Add it to a sheet.
Yeah.
What's her name? Slith.
Slith.
Yeah.
Right, where are you going?
Well, I would have given it to you, but you can't use it.
North, I know.
Neither can I.
No, it's fair enough. I'm
north not east, I think.
Northeast.
As well.
Yeah. Okay. That door is also closed.
Is it trapped?
Make me a rule.
Locked and trapped.
23.
You do not think it is trapped. You do not think it is locked.
Locked or trapped?
I will
place my hand upon the Is it unusually warm?
Yes. No, cold.
It is not.
I will listen.
Generally ambient.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's locked.
22 for listening.
Okay. Don't hear anything.
Yes.
It is quiet. There is no noise.
Okay.
Except for us breathing and...
Garou, you can go in. I'm not going in. Oh, I did well in the last room. Ha ha.
I shall open the door.
You open the door.
Brave Garou.
Leads into a corridor.
Terrible corridor.
Which bears off to the east.
I'm sobering out a room on the map, by the way.
You could use that one. Cause
you better head south, then. That will be more convenient.
You stand at the door. The corridor bends off the east.
Can you talk at some point?
Look round the corner.
You look round the corner. Hello again.
Hello.
Sorry, I need some gear tags.
Some gear tags?
Gift
tags.
Look around, mate. Oh. There we go.
I'm so bored of presents now.
Oh yeah. It's good because I haven't bought you any.
No,
oh, right.
Thanks,
Damn.
I need to make some more gift bags.
Of course, I put you lots and lots
of love. You see two crossroads. A crossroad and a T-junction ahead of you.
Approach the crossroads and look in both directions.
She's in the Green Cross Code. She used to be a member of the Tufty Club. It's more really? Exciting than it sounds.
Did you really?
Yeah, but I'll have to have a tuft to join.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a club involving young ladies with Brazilians.
Brazilian ladies are quite nice, I believe.
That's pure filth.
You mean the ones that aren't actually men?
Indeed. No, pure filth is when we drop the cats into the bath in the week.
I mean, it fell in as well, didn't it? As
well, yeah, really, it fell in and dropped. That was a very soggy cat.
I'm just very.
It's a stomping wet pussy joke.
Oh, okay. I played Hentacle the other day in Wood, but obviously it didn't.
Hentacle and Wood. Can you get a t-shirt with that on? I played Hentacle and Wood.
To the north, there's a door to the east and the west. At the end is a T-junction. In front of you looks like what is a collapsed doorway.
Oh, dwarves like those.
To the south, there is another T-junction.
Where should we go?
North, just to piss the DM off.
I'm going to go north.
North and east.
North and east, north and east, north and east, north and east.
It's fine, I'll just start down here.
Damn.
I'm
going to
go north.
It's the only way of excavating this rubble.
You're going to go and look at the rubble?
I'm going now.
I will.
Well, fine. You have to wait till I've done my turn.
You're going north.
I'm going to poke my head into both of the doorways.
Okay, both of them are closed.
Okay, I'm going to search first door. The one on that side, the left.
The left door.
Okay.
26.
You don't think it's trapped?
Is it locked?
No.
Okay, I don't need to roll it then. I'll peek in the door very quietly.
A deep circular pit dominates the centre of this room. Leaning over it, you can see nothing but darkness down the treacherous well. The corpse of a bugbear lies against the northern wall, a gleaming battle axe clutched loosely in its hand. In the other corner of the room...
Am I able to see all of this from the doorway? Because I really am just peering in. Okay.
Sunk... In the other corner of the room, sunk halfway through the floor, is a sword. The echo of the wind gushing through the pit makes an ominous sound as you move cautiously
about the room.
Weird.
You look cautiously about the room.
Is it very windy?
Just a little windy.
I shall step out of the room and call to my comrades. There's wind in this room. It may be a way out.
A way out at last, after these many, many days.
This is your pit.
This is our pit.
There are many like it, but this one is yours.
What's the room number?
23.
B23.
Mm-hmm. The pit room. Is there a pendulum nearby?
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll see when we get near it.
What are you doing?
I've stepped back out and called to everybody that there's wind in this room. And then I'll go back into the room and approach cautiously.
Really windy, we could have attached bypass rock the pit.
You're going for the sword.
I like that plan.
So he could explore the way out, obviously.
Are you walking straight
to
the sword?
No, I'm going to around the trap.
What's that?
Yeah,
well, I'm just wondering if you're walking straight to the sword. The bugbear's with his lax as well.
Is he dead? Yeah, he is.
He's a dead, yes.
I'm just going to bypass and walk right out.
You did say the axe was shiny. I just want to wander up.
Make me a spot check.
Can I do detect magic on this room?
Yes.
I'll do set magic on the room.
The room is not magical. However, the axe is magical.
Yay! It's a magical axe.
20 for spot.
Got it.
20. You realise as you get within about 15 feet of the sword that it seems to be jammed in between a groove in the floor that runs along.
Ooh.
Like jamming a trap.
Yeah, my trap sense tingles.
Yeah.
Is that how you would jam a trap?
Well, no. You think it possibly stuck... In a what's the word?
A gap.
In a trap door.
To keep it from opening.
No, you think it's probably been caught in there as it reset.
I stop still.
Yeah, you think if you step near it, you'll probably set it off.
Okay, can I see if where the trap door would be?
Give me a roll on disable device. Or on search even.
Search?
No, disable device.
Let me search.
Disable device.
Search.
27.
That'll do. You determine that the pit is about... You reckon it's a camouflaged pit trap? looks like the floor. It would drop you into a big hole. You don't know how big the hole is, obviously, because it's closed. But you think if you stood on it, you'll just...
It's
very simple. The floor will just drop away.
Is anybody behind me in the room?
There's anyone coming into the room around the big obvious pit.
I will go wherever Boyack goes. And keep talking to him.
Boyack sat out in the corridor.
I shall sit out in the corridor.
Ooh, minstrels.
Minstrels are nice. Minstrels in your... Unfortunately, we have no bards in the party, so they'll do.
If anybody's followed me, then I caution them to stop moving and to stand still and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a pit trap. I'm going to go and have a look at it.
Indeed.
Okay. There's much merriment at this.
I walk slightly closer to it, and then using my trap knowledge, I would try and figure out where the mechanism would be.
I've got a better fall.
It's just a simple counterweight. Basically,
okay,
you
so
stand on it and you fall in.
Okay.
I've got a feather fall, I could cast it
on
you,
so you
fall
and you won't die. Hmm? No, I'm good. I mark it out, really obviously.
You think you can... Well, if you mark it out, it's obvious the sword is pretty much in the centre. I think it could be a lure.
Okay, well, I ignore the sword then.
You think you could disable the trap, though, if you put some pittons inside of it?
Well, that's what I was saying.
You can do it.
My knowledge of trap mechanism.
Give me a disabled device roll.
That sword of magic. Ooh, you have a look. Is it that my sword magic?
21.
Okay. You hammer some pittens into the sides.
Okay.
Does detect magic detect magic on the sword?
I don't think the sword's magical. The
sword isn't magical.
Well, stop it. Agnes is.
If I stand at the edge of the pit, how far is the sword away from my outstretched hands?
About 10 feet.
Oh.
I can cast feather.
You don't step onto
not
it. The idea is
we've got
you step
tons
on.
And tons of weapons.
I'm not going to bother them.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're pretty certain you may have... You've disabled it.
I can cast Featherfall on you if you want to be so sure. We don't need the sword. What's the point?
You two aren't in the room, are you?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. These aren't very big rooms. I mean, it's like...
No, I'm just...
It's like talking from this side of the room to that side of the room.
As you're looking at the sword, you notice it's a bastard sword.
Is that good?
It's
completely
a
whole bugger can use it.
It's very, very well made.
Okay.
It's extremely
masterwork.
With engraved runes up the blade.
10 for appraise.
Worth a fair amount of money.
No one can use it. We'd be carrying it for forever.
Anybody want a really, really expensive, well-made bastard sword?
Masterwork.
They're runes up the blade.
Mm. Okay. With runes up the blade that I shall probably have.
Make me a decipher script check.
I don't have it.
Oh,
you
don't.
I've got decipher script, but I'm not there.
Well, you are, because you're trying to do the detect magic.
Yeah, but detect magic can be done by several feet away. Can I read the script on the sword?
No. I don't understand the language.
Oh, well. Bugger.
I'll leave it. I shall have a little prayer and Timora has said that I should leave it.
What, you can only decipher a script in a language you
already
know?
Oh, you have decipher script, you know.
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell, what's going on?
Roll it. Roll.
Blah, blah. Mighty Balazar and his learning gets a... Ooh, mighty 13. Never mind.
You think it's celestial, but you can't read it.
More celestial. I'm going to change my name to lawful good. I'm going to pray to the lawful good.
Not
God
someone who reads celestial.
I know. Everything's for lawful good people around here. It's just not fair.
I go back out.
Perhaps you should tell them it's marked in celestial.
It's marked in celestial,
bastard.
The bugbear body has been long dead.
The runes on that
the
sword over there.
Lying in his hand.
I'll have a peer around him to make sure that it's not attached or anything, or no weights or anything.
Failing, what are these lines here?
There's a trap. I don't stand on it at all. Right. I think I've tried to make it safe, but I don't know. What was I doing?
You're rolling search.
20.
You don't think the bugbear is a trap.
Okay.
I think he's just a body.
Anybody want a magical battle axe?
It's glowing.
Glowing axe. Glued to it.
Did you already have it?
I'm trying to read the
runes. Because he didn't say that.
Runes are celestial.
Well, I didn't touch it.
And they say Earthy Elf, which you think is the name of the sword.
It's a named sword, but it doesn't detect as magic.
Maybe it's so powerful.
I'm confused. Do you have the battle axe?
I have the battle axe.
Okay.
It's actually a great axe.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a great axe.
You can't see that grin on the half.
It glows.
It's a big one. It glows.
Ooh. It glows with a nimbus of light.
More nimbi, you sussies.
How magic is it?
Very. It's glowing.
Hasn't it just got a nimbus of light?
It's got a nimbus of this much.
It's reasonably magical. It's not
powerful. Not plus five.
You swing it around a bit, you get the idea as a plus one great axe.
You get the feel for these kind of things, you know?
Well, he's a fighter. Yeah. You can assess a weapon for how good it is compared to other weapons. It'd be stupid if you couldn't.
Yeah, true. Plus one. There you go. Don't need my magical weapon skill anymore.
Regardless of whether it comes from quality of build or magical effect, it can still figure out how good it is.
With my magic spell, are the bonuses additive on my magic spell or not?
They replace.
They replace, they're not additive. All right. Okay. Pity.
B.
23.
Sorry.
And Garut has it.
What about the sword?
I'm leaving it.
You're leaving it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm being good.
It could be really spectacular, and it just doesn't detect as magic because it's some kind of really weird thing.
It might be a prepared weapon, like yours was.
Hmm.
I'm outside talking to whoever's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Saying how good I feel because I've resisted.
Would divine weapons show up as magical?
Taking something.
It would.
I'm a good person. My God favours me more now because I resisted temptation.
As I exit the room, go, yes. See, you are finding your faith.
I'm going to work and change your mind.
I'm going to become a god-brothering half-length leaf. Belgrade's that.
God-brothering half-length.
This chaotic good's just no good.
Okay. Are you done in this room with the pits?
I don't know. It's a sword. Should we...
Oh, do you want it? Go get it. The halfling's pretty sure she's disabled the trap. Do you trust the halfling enough to get the sword? I've got it. Thanks.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, take it.
You're stepping on the trap?
No.
No, he's trying to instruct the halfling to.
I can't.
I'm out of the room. I'm not anymore.
Are you going to get it?
No.
There's pittons securing the trap. The halfling said she's pretty sure she's...
No use to a wizard.
Hmm?
No use to a wizard.
No use to me either. I asked if any character wanted it, and nobody replied, so...
There's only one person who uses the bastard sword.
That's the ranger.
Mm.
Ranger wants it. Ranger can have it.
If you bring it for him, he'll use it.
Well, I'm not.
What's the word? It. You can go and get it.
So we're going, right.
We're going.
I'm going to the door opposite this room.
Okay. It's also closed.
Because we're a brave, risk-taking party.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
25.
And strange enough, we're still alive.
You don't think it's prepped?
Is it open? Unlocked?
It's unlocked.
Push it open. Carefully.
Brazenly push it open carefully.
The room is dark. So dark, in fact, that your torches cannot pierce the gloom.
Can somebody who glows please come to the front of the line?
Night vision?
A few things that...
Just a minute.
A few things you can make are merely shadows dancing in the corners of your vision.
Shadows!
Smells musty, and the stench of decay fills the moist air.
No, that doesn't work.
What?
If it's dark, the only thing I can see is shadows. How would I see shadows if it's dark?
That's a good question. Unless they are shadows, in which case, bloody run!
You hear a growling from the darkness.
Growling in there. Shut the door.
Oh, a doggy.
Growling, I heard growling.
More doggies.
Bad dog.
Growling, there's a growling.
Yep.
Wag.
Thankfully, no.
Just the march of many feet.
Growling.
Okay. Yes, there's a growling. We'll have some mystery.
I couldn't see. I shut the door.
Growling. There's some mischief.
I shut the door.
You can do that on your mischief.
No.
I guess so. No.
Yeah, sorry, I was drawing your room.
If you opened it.
You didn't get up and stand up and draw the room until I'd already said there's a growling and I shut the door. I come out shutting the door.
No, if you've opened the door, it's initiated a whole sequence. So
then I shut it.
But
that would be in your action.
No, I refuse.
No, I refuse.
I'm stupid.
Well, you rolled a 20, so I'd take that if I were you.
Okay, fine. 25.
Roll the natural 20. Roll will take
okay.
That.
The things in the room.
And a mighty 8 Balazar.
Roll a number.
11.
The things in the room get a mere 13.
Shadows.
That'll be fine, isn't it?
I shut the door.
Clunk.
I defeat the encounter.
Yes!
The experience.
I love third edition, but not the staff.
Don't fuck with me, especially when I already said I'd shut the door.
Who's next?
We do fuck all until the morning.
Callus backs off and draws his bow.
A growling.
Very heavy body hits the back of the door.
Which way did this door open?
Inwards.
What, is this kind of size of pony sized body?
Quite large.
Going to take him a while.
I'll just pony. I'm getting off Christmas.
You're getting a pony for Christmas.
Can't Boyack arcane lock the door?
Are you going to keep it on the allotment?
If you learned arcane lock, maybe.
No, that's what I was asking him.
No, I'm kidding.
Let me just check the brick value of these tools. What's the strength?
I've just turned you into my sex slave that's going to wear a saddle.
How's that?
I said I was getting a phone.
The only really bad thing is the plug-in tail.
I could tell you a story about somebody who told me something about that, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
Put it on tape.
We'll just change the name.
And some people that used to be in the society that now no longer live around here, I've already had enough things said about them. So I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Narrow it down that way.
Strength. What's the plus for strength 25?
Minus 4.
7.
And that's fine. The door bursts.
No!
You're only doing that on principle of the fact that I cocked you up.
No, the door bursts slightly. It doesn't break.
It starts to break
outwards in the corridor.
Yeah. It's big!
I slightly burst.
What are you doing?
Oxymoron.
What are you doing?
I'm going to back away from the scary door. And hold my action. I don't know.
Does it look like the door room in the corridor?
It looks like the door's going to break then at this rate. Whatever.
Why are you grumpy with me?
I'm not.
Does it look like the door is going to break?
If it takes any more, it could probably take a couple of these hits.
But not many. It's going to go.
Whereabouts on the door is it going to break? Is it going to
the whole door?
The whole door shatters.
Is there going to be like a hole in the middle of the door?
No,
it's going to blow up. It's going to explode.
So it wouldn't make any difference.
Something very large is hitting the back of the door.
Yeah. Someone dumping a big wall of stone in front of the door might help. But
that would help.
Has that.
That would be cool, wouldn't it, if you had
no, there's loads of stone over there. There's a long way to go back to get it.
The spell wall of stone is quite handy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I have wall of ice, wall of fire, any of the wall spells.
Any of the wall. I have fireball. That's like fireball.
I am a wizard.
I might have a cornetto spell.
A cornetto spell? Just one cornetto. Give it to me.
A wall spell. Sorry.
Ho.
I got that too. I must be either extremely fast or on the same level as you.
So, yes. And the corridor. I got the corridor because that's where you are.
Yeah. Alright.
Just one corner.
Let's get on with it. Mage armor.
Oh, I have to say that thing. I forgot what it is that I've got to say.
What?
That man on the site said he liked the fact that I said, but I can't remember what it was.
I attack the darkness.
Yes, that's right. Where's that from?
No idea.
It's from
the Dead Alewives.
Is it?
Yes, it was the original audio was done by them.
Isn't it on the
it's
game?
It's on Summoner as well. Yeah. They took the audio and put the Summoner characters to it.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, yeah. I'll say it in a minute then when I do actually do it.
Wasn't he taking
the
piss?
I have a fan. No.
Oh. You have a fan?
Yes, he said, I really like it when Phelan says, I attack the darkness. It's such a classic line, it's great.
Cool.
So there, screw you all.
I remember where it comes from.
I do know.
Comments. Oh, that's what he
said. Yeah, he remembers it so.
That again?
I do now. I have backed up.
Boyect casts Mage Armor.
On me?
And move back a little.
On him, unfortunately.
Oh, well, if he's there, he'll move. He'll stay where he is. So he can see. Yep.
It's extremely dark in there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The half-orc's kind of looking forward to this now.
Could you see...
I'm doing the Dragon Ball Z focusing.
Dragon Ball Z focusing!
Vegeta!
I'll either explode or chop it in half with a single blow.
Explode or you chop the planet in half with a single blow.
Of course, if we were playing a true Dragon Ball Z game, we'd just have got halfway through the first combat by this stage.
Yeah. I watched 1,400 episodes of Dragon Ball Z, and he only fought Frieza in that. It's like, bloody hell. Frieza!
So, Groot. Yeah. Oh, Groot's waiting.
Balazar?
Balazar casts Mage Armor.
Oh, me.
Oh, me, oh, my.
any spells to buff me, even I'm buffing.
I can buff you.
I could buff you with a chamois leather.
Have you seen the new hair removal device, which is essentially just a little power sander?
The first time I thought that, I thought it was some weird makeup paint thing where you painted your leg so that you couldn't see the hair in them. Anyway,
there we go. You suddenly get 4 points of strength.
What? 4 points of strength?
Oh, the hell's that really going to hurt them now?
4 points of strength? What does that give you on a bonus
that
level?
That puts me up to 22, which is going to be plus 6.
It's plus two, basically equivalent to plus 2 to hit, plus 2 to damage. Yeah. Yes.
And then it's...
Slith.
Yeah.
I will cast on you greater magic weapon than
Slith. Where is she?
She's
there. Unless you want haste to step, I'll give you the choice.
Here. Would you like me to text him?
If you like, yes.
Haste might be better.
Haste is coming
on. She stays where she is and gets ready.
Okay.
Because we're not sure whether...
Can I take a 5 foot step with that as well?
Yes.
Which way?
Away towards the...
You couldn't at the time.
Right.
Because I was there.
Right, okay.
So I went after you.
Right.
Mm. So she doesn't do anything.
Is
Phelan.
Is there anything come out the door yet?
No, it's...
Hold my action.
Splinters are coming out. And probably some dust.
Is there a hole in the door yet?
No. Just have a crack. Okay. He's only hit it once.
This is only 6 seconds.
I'm sure it had already gone before my last.
No, it's the first one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We reacted quickly.
Okay, it's Talis.
Talis is the one next to the door.
Yes. Yeah, so he's the guard, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry. So what is he doing there?
He's preparing to shoot anything that comes at the door.
What kind of monster size would you like?
One, two, eight.
Large, please.
Large.
It.
Bloody hell.
That'll do. The door gives.
That's
a bit
big.
That's not large. That's fucking enormous.
How about this?
That's large.
Yeah.
The door bursts.
I fire.
That's a slant.
Yeah. The door bursts. It moves out into the corridor.
I'm bigger than the door.
Yes. It comes through the door.
What the hell does it look like?
It gets through there.
Yeah.
What? It's an enormous. It's an enormous.
It's like a man from Monsters.
We're waiting! It's an enormous.
Yes.
Wolf! Yes, we were right! Yoo-hoo!
We know wolves, he can take out the wolf.
Yeah. Mm. So, Groot gets to hit it, Kaz gets to hit it, and Phelan gets to hit it.
Actually, using a blue slard as an enormous wolf doesn't
look scary. Can I have another one, please?
Another large creature, please.
Another large creature.
When you held your action, where do you go? Do I go now?
You go now.
Calis
29. Oh, good. Calis fires, which is a
thing is both. I've just rolled it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I do.
Just check in there. Okay.
That one, that one's come round the top.
Top of where?
Coming down the corridor.
So it's not a skeletal minotaur.
It's just come around there.
Oh,
It runs around the end of the corridor and starts growling as it starts to prepare to run down at you.
Monsters in corridors? It's just not right.
20.
22.
22 will hit.
16 points of damage. From
16 points of damage.
4 damage.
4 damage.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Sorry, 17.
17
points of damage. I forgot to double.
Calhistu.
You got 16.
To hit.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, that will hit.
10 points of damage.
The one that bursts through the door is not looking too well.
It doesn't look anything like the blink dog, does it?
No, it's like an enormous wolf.
Like the one we saw before?
It's a pony-sized wolf.
I want a pony for Christmas.
Not a wolf pony, yeah.
Who's next, Dave?
Have you bought Supergirl Barbie yet?
Maybe. Boyacht. Mm-hmm. Can Boyacht see it?
Yes.
Boyacht cast magic, Mr. Lonnie.
Boyacht.
Doing 7 points of damage. It's looking rather tattered.
Tell the leader of the Bugbear Nation that he might be allowed to fight if he wants.
He'll probably defend himself.
Yes.
Or he could just get out of the damn way.
Bugbear.
When we finish this one.
The leader of the Bugbear Nation.
Bugla.
Salazar.
Balazar casts haste on six selected individuals.
Which six selected individuals?
All our party. And then the rest. Yeah, well, all of us. And
except
then
for him and
yes,
him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Except the kobold and the bugbear.
Right.
Leader of the bugbear nation.
I made that assumption.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine.
And then it'd be me.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be me. Be it.
Yes, it'd be me.
Fast enough, Tom. He's a West Country boy.
Yeah. Let's see. I use my...
We're still not entirely sure where Balazar's from.
That's a different place. Down through the ages I have come.
Move to here. Mm-hmm. And hit it twice.
Go on then. Slick and snack!
Yeah, I'm hasted.
Well, yes, of course you
are. Full attack action. But that's 20.
You hit.
And more than 20.
You hit. Can you do 1 point of damage?
Yes.
It claps the grid. Yes!
Right, I'll leave.
Snick and snack!
Nick says he doesn't think he can make it in the morning because he's got work things. So I've said that he said let us know. But
damn I'll Nick for actually working on a weekday.
I need to get up and find a few weeks.
Okay. So. And then it's...
This is working. It's good.
It's...
Slith.
People are seeing you in Travelling Man, like on Wednesdays. Because it's not been worse on Wednesdays.
Nick.
Mm-hmm. Just do flex time. So.
Yeah, he does. What spells has she got?
Produce flame, flaming sphere. That's for it. Flame blade.
Yeah.
Curing mist.
She casts flame blade.
I think she casts huge flame.
What?
That's two.
It makes a flame in her hand that she can throw at things.
Yeah. She might do that then.
Yes.
She casts produce flame. Does she throw it or does she have to hold it then?
I think she can throw it. Hold it.
Can't throw fab.
Sort of great balls of fire.
No, that's me.
It's worked in a while.
Maybe.
You're not gonna kill him.
Well,
he's evil.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah, could.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
Next level.
What?
Nothing.
Lightning bolt.
You're a fish.
Never gonna reach
Yeah, alright. Don't see where you can't.
Stop getting the fireball template out.
What does it do? What's the distance?
120 feet.
Okay, she throws it.
Yeah. She's raising the stretch.
Ooh! That sounds like it hurt.
Alright, let's look.
It's rolled 18, that'll hurt.
Watch her up.
I think it does 36 plus 1.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. As it's the first little spell. D6 plus 1 point per cast level, max plus 5, so D6 plus 3.
Hmm? 7?
And it'd be fire damage.
Ouch! It goes.
There's no alarm and infringement. I've got character keys enabled.
Who's next?
Really? It's evil. Do you know what evil means? Look at it in a dictionary. We're not a good guy.
Failing.
Failing?
I don't even know if I can see this one.
It's large.
I could just do a sling over the top of everybody's head where I know they're firing it.
And you are closer to the cover than it is.
However, she's small and the cover is medium.
Yeah.
So, the result is?
If she's closer to the medium cover, she can't see over it.
Okay, well, I'm sure there's plenty enough other people to take it out.
I'll walk up to him and ask him to put me on his shoulders.
Buglag, leader of the Bugbear Nation.
Buglag picks you up.
Can I do anything still?
You're so hasted, so yeah, tell me.
Am I hasted?
No, it's only a full attack
actually. Oh, okay.
Am I hasted?
Yes, because Balazar cast haste.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
I'll fire.
I can't. No.
Because the guy who picked you up isn't hasted.
Okay.
What are you saying? You're speaking too fast.
Oh, what are you? Yeah, also like chipmunks to me.
Courage.
Oh, God. How far can I move?
You can move.
Lots of haste.
Have you got any books on the new book?
Nope.
You can only move 30 feet, 6 squares, and still get an attack action.
Oh, could I squeeze to there and chuck an axe at it?
Love an axe.
Oosh.
That's a 17 I've rolled down.
That'll hit.
Yes.
Make her a snack.
This is 12.
Health damage.
Boosh.
Disgusting.
The throwing axe, yeah.
Disgustingly excellent.
Next, Calhis.
Calhis turns round and fires.
Does it Does he want to fire twice?
Yes, he does indeed.
Perhaps he can fire more than that. Because he's hasted as well.
Yes.
That's 14 and 15.
His haste is quite good, you know.
That's really 14 will hit as well. Yep, both hit.
And not enough.
Still good.
He does 16 damage.
It falls to the ground.
In fact, no, it is more than that.
It falls to the ground.
All felt's all round.
Bad dog. Fur from everyone!
Next.
It's them.
Another one bursts out of the door.
Bugger!
It's probably going to actually get to Balazar, I think, because it can see him from there. It's probably the only character it can see from in the room, with him and Boyak. It's going to burst out when we get back there. It's going to basically go there, effectively into the four squares in front of the door, and then attack Balazar. I don't know whether anyone gets an attack opportunity for that.
I don't know.
It's
awkward with the large character, with the large creatures.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're much larger, and therefore, in order to get there, have to move. It has a 10-foot reach, and it has a 5-foot reach and 10-foot
space.
But it
can't stay in the door.
No, it just basically bursts through the door, effectively. And just a taxi.
What about my initiative or go?
You don't get it yet.
Oh, right.
This is a box of sand.
Well, what about its initiative?
It's on its initiative.
Oh, right. They're all on the same initiative?
Yeah.
This is bubble wrap.
Yes, it'll hit you. It hits you.
I have no idea what that is. Have you got any books on the new list?
It bites you for 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage?!
It then pulls on your leg.
I'll do an essay. All my considerate 50 classmates have all taken the books out of the library.
Yes, and the considerable nine.
The essay is due in.
Is it grapple for a trip? So, I remember.
This could be an interesting Neolithic package and stuff. Or Neolithic house plan. Or Causeway.
Oh, no, I'm just going to modify it. Sorry, hang on. Okay. Attempt to trip. It's a strength mod, isn't it?
Strength.
Maybe a strength check.
Or curse of mine.
Or dex.
How do I make a strength check on this bugger?
Roll a d. Roll a d20. It's got
20 natural.
Okay. Add your dex or strength bonus.
Dex or strength bonus?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll add the dex, please. Okay. 22.
You fall to the ground. It pulls you over.
So I couldn't do any better than that anyway.
Nope.
Then it's your go.
No, another one appears at the other end of the corridor.
Oh, Jesus!
Unless it be a stone of glitch roof thing.
That could be that.
Okay.
Boyak.
Boyak is finally exposed, backs off, and
fireball
it. Boyak has actually got 5th level and has not told us.
Which is probably going to dodge. It does indeed dodge Boyak's Flaming Sphere, but a Flaming Sphere has appeared.
Ooh.
It's in the square just in front of Balazar.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
Flaming Sphere, yeah. Then it's Balazar.
At bloody last!
It's Balazar.
I'm on the floor now.
At bloody last.
I cast a spell!
Not off the floor, you don't.
Why not?
Doesn't he have to wave his arms around and chant a lot?
Wasn't that a Nick thing?
Can he do that off the ground?
Yes!
Seriously?
Yes!
They checked him.
Make a concentration check.
What? They checked him next game.
Well, they checked him last time. Yeah. You get minus 4 to hit and stuff. So if it's a ranged touch attack, you go, bugger all chance of hitting.
What are you doing?
But you need to make a concentration.
I'm casting a spell!
Oh, yes. Okay. I don't think there's any way you can fireball him and the bad guy. Without getting yourself.
Yeah, but I can probably just about survive it.
You're actually casting fireball.
Well, I might do.
What? On yourself?
Well, I sent it on myself.
To the fireball
on me!
But that gets me and Slith as well.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it does. Well, but you're here.
Yes.
And you sent it on yourself.
No, I'm not centering on myself.
I think, actually, if you do that, you're centering it outside the corridor.
No, I'm not. Underneath, you can see it goes straight through.
So, in fact, you're centering it directly on him. Aren't you?
Yeah,
so, as a good character, you're actually fireballing a member of your own party.
No, I'm doing it just about
half. And himself.
And myself.
That, yes.
There we go.
If you do it there, you've got your things. Okay.
Look at the bruises on my arm. I think you've done that.
Hmm.
Have you been beating your wife?
What are you doing?
Well done.
Ooh, it's a tough call.
I have a bruise there from Fizz.
Fireball.
You're fireballing.
I'm fireballing.
In a corridor. You need to make a concentration check.
FND.
Concentration check.
Yeah, I heard it. There was fun games at the FND.
33.
That's pretty good. That'll do. Where's it going?
We're never terribly fond of the world.
That's what I said it was.
It.
So you're aiming it at Boyek?
No. I'm aiming it.
He's aiming it slightly shy of Boyek.
Right. Your alignment has now dropped to neutral. That was a considerably evil act.
Roll your damage.
You're making out that chaotic neutral characters are evil, I'm not.
No, he's sliding
he's
towards
got, he's
evil.
Got to go through neutral.
He's basically chosen to fireball a member of the party that has saved his life on numerous occasions. That is not a good action. In any fashion, he's not a good character. No, I'm just saying. He's not a good character.
You've got to do at least 19 points of damage.
Oh dear.
Let's see.
And have him fail his saving throw.
Who?
Can we all beat up him?
He only has 9 hit points.
Yeah, but if he doesn't get him down to minus 10, I suspect he's going to come back.
Steve will heal him.
This time he will be pissed.
15, 19 points.
He's dead.
Boy, dies.
Whoosh. Can I make your saving throw as well?
Yeah. What's my saving throw?
Is it minus 4 because it's on the ground?
Reflex.
I think so.
I believe you're at minus 4 for it as well.
Reflex.
The direwolf rolls a 23, which is enough, I believe.
5.
You take full damage.
You take all of it.
Oh,
what was the damage?
19.
Direwolf takes half. That's 9.
Round down.
Okay.
Well, you've got rid of one of the leeches.
Boyek is incinerated.
Whoosh. How do you bring him back, Steve? Bastion? Steve?
Unfortunately not.
Drag his corpse around for another 4 levels.
Minus 10.
He's dead.
I was just starting to like him as well. There's going to be some pricking and poking and sticking up your bum.
How many hits you got?
9.
Cool.
9. And you are right next to the wolf.
Cool.
I hit the wolf twice.
Go for it. Did it not catch you in the fireball?
No.
It just missed you.
It was 10 feet away.
Oh, okay.
That'll be 20 to hit it.
That'll hit.
And more.
And more. I probably pencil it in my hand.
7 damage.
7, yep.
I'm not ready to go to it.
Who's next?
Failing.
I fire shoot at this one.
Yep, from the back of...
I'm rolling my...
You're rolling a rubber.
A razor.
D6 a razor.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I forgot what I'm rolling. Where am I? 12. What's it? 16.
16 will hit.
Yay. Which one do you have for?
Oh, I think I'll be able to deal with that one. Can I try
that? 2.
2? You get another shot, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Tested.
22.
You hit. Like Legolas.
3.
You hit.
I can get into range with a 5-foot step, can't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Excellent.
My snake goes...
Oh, God. How many bloody attacks do I get?
Who's next?
It's Scourge.
Good.
You step in. You get a full attack routine.
Which is 3 attacks.
And an extra attack.
Wow. The highest or lowest?
The highest.
Okay.
But if it's if you've double attacked, then you everything's at minus 2 for the round, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so at the moment I'm plus 12, plus 12, plus 7,
plus
12.
12. Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it. It's not going to do very well here.
That's 16
hits.
So I go through all the attacks and then
you
manage
well.
At the end. More crit threat. Crit again!
Yeah. It's a shame you only crit once.
yeah, but that's doing 24 plus whatever I roll.
Yeah, it's dead anyway, mate.
And that's another hit.
So that's 5 dice of damage.
Yeah. So that's plus 20. No, plus... shed loads more than that.
It dies. You step in and carve it up.
5'8", so that's 4 plus 40.
It's pretty dead. Who's next?
Callus.
Callus fires. I'm going to roll 1, misses. He shoots it on the metal ring. Tries again.
Roll 12.
Only what?
64.
Oh, third shot. Yes. What's he doing? D8.
D8 plus 2.
No, that's
3.
A, rolled 1 too few of those.
8.
6 and 7.
Who's next?
They are.
Oh, they are. Just bite Balazar. As he was. The tail. Now he's pat cooked. Still lying down! 26. Plus whatever bonuses he gets for hitting you because you prone.
Might hit.
30.
Might just.
14 points of damage.
Ooh.
It trips you some more.
You're a dead man.
I'm merely sleeping.
It roars a bit.
Ah! Dwarves can take minus something.
Who's next?
Balazar.
He's unconscious.
Roll unconscious.
Yep. Oh, roll D10.
D10.
If you roll a 1, you stop.
You don't bleed to death.
No.
You take another hit point of damage.
Okie dokie.
Next.
Yes,
go for it. What are you doing?
I hit the thing twice.
Mm-hmm.
Which yes. I do.
Yep. A negligible.
A 9
damage. Yeah, better. It's looking a bit shoddy now.
And then Slith, who I missed out last time.
Slith hits it and goes to hit it.
It just makes a melee touch attack, of course.
Yes. Oh, she's produced her flame.
Yeah.
She threw it.
Reappears.
Oh, cool. Yes, she does then.
Level.
She does then.
Each time she uses it.
What did we say? It's D6 plus 3.
Yeah.
She does 5 points of damage. It falls to the ground. Whimpering. And dying.
You best heal it.
At which point I step over it and go to him.
He's dead. He is absolutely vaporised.
Okay.
There is nothing left of him or his equipment.
And then
or his spell book.
His spell book has been disintegrated.
You need to make rock stabilise.
Rock stabilise.
Okay.
One would be good. One would be ten.
You've killed them.
They're bad guys.
No, they're wolves. Paul is
get my special dice.
So, who's going to heal him then? Because I'm not.
Balazar's going to Boyek and realise basically he's a pile of ash.
No,
Bastion has gone to Boyek and found that he's basically a pile of ash with bits of bone sticking out.
But I did 67 points of damage to that one.
Oh my lord. You only had 33. You did more than double its hits. In one attack round. You're obscene.
I get.
What are we doing?
Need to roll.
Back. Mm-hmm. Roll.
Do we need to roll?
You need to roll.
One on D10.
Don't do it!
Nope!
You lose another hit point.
I'll move to here and cure minor wounds. He stops bleeding.
You stop bleeding at that point. Whatever negative you're on.
-8.
Oh, so close.
I get my henchman whose name I can't remember.
Buglak.
Yeah, Buglak.
Take me over to the pile of ash.
Okay.
And then put me down.
So okay. Everyone's been hit.
Me, Buglak.
Nope.
Me. Okay. Oh no, I didn't. Okay. 6 off.
Right.
Still on 59.
At which point I turn around, go over here, and so prepare to Torm to speed him on his way.
Pretty good. He goes.
I
think you've upset
from
Bastion.
To Timora.
In the heat of battle, these things happen.
Oops. That was a bit strange.
That was the rumour. He was about to say something really aggressive and then choked on his coke.
Yes.
That was outrage.
Okay.
That's what you get for throwing a fireball at one of your party members.
Yeah.
Didn't throw a fireball at one of our party members.
You centered it on his square.
No, I did. I centered it just off so it could catch the bloody big one.
Maximum
he carefully centered it to avoid hitting you.
Yes!
Whereas he could have scorching rays instead.
Pissed me off, he was dragging me down!
Actually, you're unconscious.
Hardly any damage from that as well.
Anyway, what are we doing? You're in the corridor. There are four wolf bodies.
In fact, magic
why did he do that? Why did he burn him?
More damage.
I don't know.
He was just
starting
to be
my friend. Something to do with the rivalry between them.
I liked him better than that unconscious one.
Yes.
Whose name I also can't say. Balazar. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yay! I've been practicing.
You've been practicing. Sing at home.
Well, I wanted to change my alignment. So there you go.
But the room was hallowed, wasn't it?
Yes.
Is it hallowed?
Which?
The one with the statue in it.
Yes, it felt particularly nice.
Neutral. Okay, in which case I...
I'm just neutral. Neutral.
Sweep his remains up into my sack.
Uh-huh.
And,
you said neutral?
If you will accompany me.
No, you've changed from good
we
to
will
neutral.
Proceed.
Oh, right, just from good to neutral.
Oh, but now, of course, we can't speak to Slytherin, you know, callous.
Yes.
They're him.
Hmm.
Groot, if you will tend to Balazar...
Kill him!
Tend to balance
that. Is that a bit steaming? And mold?
I...
Where do you want him?
Just make sure he doesn't...
In the pit!
Just make sure he doesn't get hit. Or anything else. So just guard him.
Put him on his shoulder.
Well, I need a
free
weapon.
No, your body odor will kill him in seconds.
I need a free weapon.
You're going back.
Going back to that room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Non statue room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't tell them that.
I will try.
Why?
And I will.
Because nobody speaks their language apart from him.
Ah.
I will try and charade it.
How are you doing
I'm
that?
Good at charades because I've got a natural empathy with languages.
There's a skill for that. They used to be, didn't they?
They used to be. They used to be innuendo.
Innuendo.
Not there anymore.
No.
Damn it.
Just go on.
Point to the just and then the point and then the.
It's fine. They nod. They nod.
And beckon.
I go back to the room.
You're doing the whole ritual thing.
This is the problem.
What?
That.
It's evil.
Lawfully evil.
Well, actually, he's a pile of dust.
Might not be. Bad.
He's a pile of dust at the moment.
Bury him outside the doorway.
To be honest, he didn't actually do many chaotic evil acts while he was with the party, mainly because he was desperate to escape.
He was awful.
See how important alignment is, Kael.
Let's see if I converted him in the last one.
Go on then.
I would have got 24.
And he rolled 7. To be honest, he wasn't really being evil when he was with you, in the sense that it wouldn't benefit him.
Main problem is
there any puppies for kicks or anything.
Yeah. I'm wondering if failing comes into the room, are those things going to come out again? What the hell? I'll tell you to stand back a little way.
Okay.
And I put him at the feet of the statue.
Very good.
And say a prayer to Tor.
I sit cross-legged and
guard him and such things.
I just said a monumental prayer to my god.
Yeah. Such a big fat burp.
It was a 67-point prayer.
67 points of damage in a single combat round of prayer.
Did you say one round?
Yeah. One round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in one
four
round.
Attacks.
Four attacks.
Yeah. Four attacks, one
You're
of them crit.
Thanks for the wizard.
Why does this look like that monster out of Monsters, Inc.?
Because it's big and blue.
I'm not making it up.
No, it's big and blue.
It does look like one.
It's just not furry.
Mike.
It's a blue salad. No.
Blue salad, yes it is. Actually,
that would be dyslexia in action.
Action. Dyslexia.
Yeah.
So, the archons come out of the eyes of the statue again. They look around the room. They give you a quick scan again. They scan the pile.
Yay.
They return to the statue, which glows for a second, and then the room goes quiet.
It likes me more. It likes me more.
There's no one evil left in the party.
Can I have an alignment change now?
Maybe later. Be good luck.
I am.
It's harder to go up. In the sense, it's harder to be consistently good.
Much easier to descend into chaos.
Yes, it is.
So you might as well start off lawful good. It's just easy after that.
Yes. It's much more fun. As long as you haven't tried being a power.
Go out of the room and tend to Balazar.
Yep. Balazar is on the back of Groot, I believe.
If you can just lay him here, please.
I get hold of the hair on his legs and twist it around so he's going to have a bruise when he wakes up. Even though he's kind of singed.
Singed and somewhat kind of
comes off in a cuff. No bitty allowed.
Oh.
Dorby bitty.
Actually, have you seen
that man from that film? Is in Shaun of the Dead, because I watched Shaun of the Dead last night, and there's a bit where they're all in the long line, and then they meet, and there's a group of people. The last one.
30 hit
people
points. Thank
is
you.
Matt Lucas.
It's a big spark from the dead, almost.
It's only been because I have augment healing.
Well, the other chap was in space, of course, as the conceptual artist.
Was he?
Yeah, it's heavily made up in a rubber costume.
Right, you. We need words with you.
About what?
You're mean.
Centering balls of fire on other party members.
I did not center balls of fire on other party members. I aimed it so that I could hit the bloody wolf. I sacrificed when I was in the bloody radius of the fireball. I took damage.
Why
look
do you
at
need
me
such radius offensive magics when you have more focused ones?
Because I've been exactly mauled by a giant wolf at the time, and I just said the first thing that popped into my head while I was being savaged by a huge beast.
In which case, learn control.
Bowser, do your legs hurt?
Yes!
I go up to him and kick him.
Yes.
You're mean.
You mean control like this? No.
I can get out of the way faster than you can.
Yes, you can. To be honest, you're probably
and
the only one that
really
could get out of
the way. Watch your back.
I can do lots and lots of points of damage.
Well, it's going to be you two against us too soon. I don't know, I'm not quite sure whether you're good or bad. I haven't decided yet.
Well, you're like killing things.
I'm happy as long as you put things in my way to kill.
Right.
Right.
However, as long as you've learned this, we will still be friends.
That's fine. I will try to control myself more in the future.
Just make sure you do. This will be hard to forgive. But I'm sure with time we will be able to.
Maybe. That sounds good to me.
My God's going to piss on you.
That'd be funny. Curse of time, Laura. How horrid is that?
They're actually a curse. Oh, it'll be just unlucky, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, technically there is a goddess of unluck as well.
Says the other chaotic neutral member of the party, looking alarmed.
Who's turned over a new leaf, found religion, has a weapon that can't kill people.
But doesn't, yeah, and is used for killing in this story. I think it leads to the eventual death.
People unconscious.
And then we kill them, they're dead.
Then you kill them, I don't kill them.
Right.
Ooh. Yes, beating unconscious does not help us kill them.
Theft, that lawful good of activities.
When was the last time I stole anything?
We don't bloody well know, do we? Because you keep on hiding it.
You're quite good at it.
Yeah.
Technically, she's not stealing because you don't own it until she's picked it up. And then technically it's hers.
It's like,
a safe word to hide behind,
it's
technically.
It's like a supermarket. It's not stolen.
Technically, I didn't kill that poor kobold wizard. The fireball did. Not me. I don't create the effects.
It's like a supermarket.
I didn't strangle the guy. The big ball of flame did it. Technically.
Look, it's like a pile of ash over there, next to the statue. I'm not going.
What are you doing?
I hardly hide what I found with all my 17 necklaces and 500 rings and all my.
In fact, every time I do detect magic, you almost blind me.
Yes.
I am remaining in silence for the rest of the day.
I will do it too.
Yes, we all do it.
Right, where are you going?
Yes. Silence.
Yes. I think you as players can definitely tell me where you're going. Don't point. Where are you going? You're standing at a crossroads in front of a door you've just opened.
No, we're not.
You're not?
Standing in the statue room.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're in the statue room. Is everybody in the statue room?
No.
I thought you went back to
the
building.
I think it was just a stick, but I don't know. Did you follow us or did we go back to you?
I followed you. You told me to pick Balazar.
Okay, you're in the statue room. Where are you going? You have options.
Many options.
You can go back the way you came, and there is options to the south here, to the south there, to the east there, and to the north.
Oh, we've still got an option down here.
Have you?
The door.
Oh, where?
No, it looks like it on here. Not then.
Where are you?
Oh, maybe not then. It can just be a pixel. No, it's not.
No.
Forget it.
Yep. Stop. Stop playing charades with me.
How do you say sounds like?
Tuck your ear.
Sounds like lip. Sounds mouth. Like mouth.
Mouth.
South. Very good.
I'm really good at this game. Anyway.
Yeah, apart from having to use sounds.
I haven't played everything.
Get there in the end.
I've never played it before.
To film and a book.
And a play.
Oh, we're so playing this on Christmas.
Three syllables. First syllable sounds like.
So, where to?
Sounds like stinky.
Slinky.
Slinky. Binky dinky.
I say south.
Quite south.
Well, or about which south?
Which south?
We're in the statue room, aren't we?
Yeah.
Which is the circle one.
Yeah. No. Which is this one over here.
The circle one. That one's the pit room.
Yeah, okay. That's the statue room.
God, we've come loads.
Yep.
Yeah, so go that first T-junction that's south.
That one.
Yeah.
There are some doors up that room, aren't there?
Yes,
there are. Another door.
We might try that door then.
That door is closed.
Is it trap head?
Give me a go.
Yeah, right, Lina. 28.
The door you don't think is trapped.
Is it locked?
It is locked.
I unlock it.
Whenever you say unlock it, just take 20 on it. Because there's no repercussions.
2 minutes.
It does take 2 minutes.
But we've got some help.
Are you particularly concerned?
Not at the moment, no. But you should be aware it takes 2 minutes to take 20.
Okay.
So if you figure that if you need to unlock a door quickly, you need to roll.
Yeah. Okay, I get 20. I get 36.
It's a hard lock, again, like the one opposite, but you manage to unlock it. It's unlocked.
I point it open.
Okay.
Does that mean to open it?
You can point it open too.
You're pushing it open.
I'm a bit more resilient.
You push open the door, you're hit with a stench of decay. You won't give me a fortitude, sir.
Do I have to?
No.
Steve, you're the only person who
just the 23.
It's fine. It's a bad smell, but you're alright. This room reeks of decay. The smell is overpowering, practically debilitating. The room is cramped. The stone walls are covered in decaying moss and dark stains. Across from the door, a pedestal stands with an ornate scroll case on it.
Not getting that one.
As enticing as the scroll case may seem, the stench threatens to completely overwhelm you.
Has anybody got a gas mask? Are they invented yet?
Well, I have quite a high constitution. I can hold my breath. Of course, if it's trapped, it springs. Like the last one was.
They're the cogs of your mind thinking. They've got one of those clicky things, so every time it does a circuit, it goes click, click.
It's like a dog trainer. So, what are you doing?
I will see if there's any traps in the room for Garut.
You have to go in to look.
I'll.
And if you go in, you have to make a photo shoot, so.
I can do that. I'll take one step into the room.
Okay, take a step into the room.
And I rolled 16, I rolled 27 to search.
Let me photo shoot, Steph.
18.
Smells pretty bad, but you're okay. For now.
You farted again, Garut. Oh, I'm not speaking. Polly,
it's him you're not speaking to, remember?
I'm not speaking at all. Now we've taken a vow of silence for the day.
Oh.
Bastian and I.
Bastian has.
She says, speaking. I want to do a sponsored silence, and the only word I said was fuck. Anyway.
Doesn't that kind of break the sponsorship?
Nobody knew.
So.
I stubbed my toe.
Oh!
I made loads of money for some charity, probably.
Probably, yes. I didn't just climb in.
You think there's potential for a trap on the pedestal? You think it's something probably when the scroll is removed?
Could we find something exactly the same way?
Oh no!
How many times have you tried to do this?
Eventually it will.
No!
Now to come to think of it, it doesn't work in the movie either.
No! Bam, you're right.
And to be honest, let's say it's a solid gold statue and it's a little tiny bag of sand.
It was never going to work, really, was it?
No.
I'm taking a step back out of the room.
Okay.
I'm going to talk. I think there's a trap on the pedestal like the last one, but I'm not going to get it, I don't think.
Is there
it was good one last time, wasn't it?
Well, you can go because you can run faster.
Yeah, but I can't stop the trap.
Well, it's a case
if you know there's a trap, you can break it.
Yeah, but the smell is mingy.
It is very bad.
Well, I have some underpants you could wrap round your face. Distract you from
faint at the thought. Do you really, really want it?
Well, no, it's a scroll. It's no use to me.
Well,
you hit folk with it.
I have much nicer things.
Who I'm speaking to on the scroll?
It might be a nice scroll for Bastion.
Okay. Put down stuff apart from things, mm-hmm. Kit. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Go into the room.
You going in
your own? Search the trap. Search the pedestal.
You going in your own?
Yeah, looks like it. Ooh, 17.
I'm watching from the door.
28 to search the pedestal.
That can be false, sir. You're fine.
Okay.
You already know there's a trap, so you search your own area.
Okay, try
disable it.
Disable it.
Disable the device.
I'm also watching the door.
13. Keep the door open.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
How'd you do?
15.
Hmm. You don't think you've disabled it?
Try again. Can't be any worse than that, can it?
Well, technically.
Try, let's say! Yeah. 11, so 24.
There's a couple of gas jets on either side of the pedestal. Sort of bung those up.
Yeah.
I think you've disabled it.
Okay. Can I search it just to make sure? Again. Just to see anything I've missed. I'm paranoid, I don't want to die. 29.
You think you've done an alright job.
Fine. Okay, I grab the scroll case.
Hello.
No, okay. You hear a click.
I run.
You leave the room.
Yay!
What an easy one to disable.
Look at me, look at me. I open the scroll.
It's
I
magical.
Can't read it. I give it to Bastion. He nods and does very little with it, probably.
Look at the scroll.
Stinking cloud.
I can't read that. Yeah.
Hmm?
I can't read that.
No?
Yeah. It says stinking cloud.
Stinking cloud.
It's a spell.
Oh, you know, I'm noticing a pattern.
Hmm?
The room with the fire trap had a fire trap.
Hmm?
And the stinky room had a stinky spell.
Hmm.
We need a room filled with large pieces of gold.
It's an arcane spell.
Arcane.
Room B19.
See, you no longer have the dilemma of which wizard to give it to.
XP leech.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to get away with taking the other two out.
Mainly because they can probably kill him.
Yeah.
I have a drink of
it. It was an industrial accident.
Even though they're half your level.
They probably have him. They've got some good bruises.
So far, the only thing he's not leeched XP from is this trap. You do realise that, don't you?
Yes.
It's a stat.
He's going to be a sixth level corpse.
Fifth level.
If he'd actually managed to level, he'd have got his hit points and survived.
Boink it.
Okay.
Mighty D4.
Not that it would have been enough to survive.
One hit point would have been enough to survive.
The death of Boinkit has made me reevaluate my life, and I want to spend it singing songs about dead
people. No!
Ha ha ha!
No,
I'm not being funny. Your rogue turns into a bad event.
You can the next level.
I feel our explosion is recorded.
The medium of song.
That's such a good idea. And then I could write poems.
You could
really badly.
Eat the tasty sandwich. Yes, yes. Sorry.
Go on, one level of bard won't hurt for the next level.
Yes, it will.
Because we'd have to kill her.
Apart from that, level one bard is absolutely rubbish.
What do bards get that make people take the class skill?
Nothing.
They get some sort of thiefy stuff, some singing stuff, some sort of sorcery type stuff.
Julia summed up the bard, the best I've ever summed it up at all. She played my game of Night Below, which was huge and ran it for ages. And she was a bard, and she—that was back in second edition, AD&D.
And they were better.
And they were better then. And she summed it up with, "I can do everything, just not very well." So she's kind of a fighter, kind of a wizard, kind of a thief.
I like that. I think that'd be really cool.
It is, but it only works.
You suck at everything.
But it only works in a party that's large enough to support one.
Are we not large enough to support one?
No. Basically, you have each one of you has a specialist function at the moment.
Okay. Our party was large enough to support one.
Probably.
No, I don't think so.
You need another rogue.
No, we need another rogue. Need the rogue.
Yeah.
Okay. Next mission: find another rogue so I can be a bard.
There is one on this level, actually.
Cool. Oh. Which room?
Which room?
Nice try there.
Where is it? Give us directions.
South and west.
The halfling's one.
Oh, it's my twin. I thought you had a twin.
Well, it depends if it's male or female. You could breed or something, isn't it?
It's a boy.
A boy! What would I like to do? A, get out. B, breed.
Well, that's only the options so far. Yeah. How long have we
Shall
been
we
here?
Try dungeoneering with a heavily pregnant halfling?
Thief!
Sneak down the corridor.
I can roll out of the way of traps.
Wake up, morning sickness. Wake up. Cleric starts to pray.
You know what halflings are like when they get together?
Halfling starts to vomit.
You ever wondered why halflings are only ever counted in wands? Getting together is terrible.
Alright, we're in.
The woman that lives next door to us has got morning sickness. Annoying thing.
She might listen to this recording, you know.
Yes, I'm sure. If she does, fucking get bloody wall insulation and stop letting me hear you vomit every morning at 9 o'clock.
Well, it's only for the first trimester, isn't it? I believe.
Well, it's been going on about 4 weeks. Ish. Anyway. Quite a long time. Well, I didn't hear it this morning, but that might have been because I was fast asleep.
Like me.
Which might have been out.
Yeah. Vomiting in a garden or in a car or something.
Where are you going?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you were the one that was talking and I was interfacing.
South. East.
First T-junction and then south.
It's south from where we are.
It is. South and then to the...
There. Here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you
west
are.
West or east?
West.
This is looking a bit complex.
I think we need a cultural list that goes along with our audio role playing so that people know when we're funny.
Players know when we're going to be funny.
Do you think anybody in America knows who the Pet Shop Boys were?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they that big? I don't know.
Just H-O-P-P-I-N-G. We're shopping.
Should we explain where that name comes from?
No, let's not.
Shall we?
I don't get that. Please explain.
You lie. You know what a pet shop boy is, boy. Anyway.
Is he someone who frequents pet shops?
Yes, that's right.
Of the male persuasion.
Isn't that something to do with hamsters and tubing?
It is indeed.
There we go.
Pet shopping?
Yes. You know, it's terrible for Richard Gay, because all he did was have a mole removed from his buttock.
Yes.
Not a hamster removed from his rectum.
I didn't get that at all.
I think that's very funny.
I can't remember, was it...
Let's make him a pet shop boy.
No, it was for some movie where he had to go naked, and he had an unsightly mole upon his buttocks, so he had it removed.
There's no wrong with unsightly moles on your buttocks.
You don't have any moles on your buttocks.
I normally dig underground.
So for the hardship one.
Anyway, so...
There's a big hairy mole.
Oh, come on, it's not like anybody didn't know.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
You took pictures.
Oh! Well, she couldn't see it.
Oh, fair enough.
There we go.
I guess that's a perfectly hardship, yeah.
They all...
And he hasn't posted them on the internet.
If you're ever worried that I've been replaced by a poor person, take my clothes off, check my bum for a heart-shaped mole, then you'll know.
Right. How do we know you haven't been replaced already?
The pod person could have a mole. Yeah.
Right. Anyway...
There are not many pod people in Bradford, you're
right. Both corridors lead.
They're mostly in Milton Keynes.
North.
Yeah.
East and west, both bend north.
Go west.
Go west. You go west.
We do this joke every time we pull out of our junction on our road.
The corridor.
Left.
The corridor.
It goes up.
Ends in a wall.
Stunk.
Oh, walls.
I check door traps.
It just ends.
What
door?
I get a natural 20.
What door?
You just said there was a door.
Ends in a wall.
Okay, I checked the wall for traps.
The wall is not
secret
trapped.
Doors.
I checked all the secret
She's
doors. I'm all 20, I'm using it.
There are no secret doors.
Okay, well I turned around and go back
in. It just ends.
Secret doors.
Stone cunning reveals.
Nah,
not a lot.
Nothing.
Okay,
the
we go
The ghost of Boyack.
Yeah.
It would be funny if he came back and possessed him, wouldn't be so
funny. That's a good idea, Hal.
So...
We can't gang up with the dungeon master.
Hey, Steve had just written his character and everything.
What is what?
Ah, he spoke!
Right, yes, that's Steve, not Bastion.
That's true.
Are you going up this corridor to the east?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The corridor to the east ends
at a door on the right hand side.
I use my 20 that I already rolled to shut off traps.
As you approach the room, you can see water trickling out from under the door.
There's water there is.
Ooh. Looks familiar.
Is the door trapped with my 31, please?
You don't think the door
Thank
is trapped.
You.
It's just wet.
Is it locked?
The door is locked.
I unlock it. I don't unlock it. I get my hands stuck in a lock.
Right.
Take 20.
Oh yeah, I'll take 20.
You take 20.
I drown.
The door again is difficult to unlock, but you manage to unlock it.
Guru, there's water coming out from under this door, and I'm not opening it on the basis that I will drown. So I will find the big tall man.
If you move up from the door, and then when I open it, the water will spread.
No, I'm going to find Bugblack.
Leader of the Bugbear Nation.
And stand on his shoulders.
Okay.
Thank you, Bugblack.
He likes you.
He was cuter before.
Sorry.
You can't remember what voice you did, can you?
I've got sore throat as well. So, yes, you open the door?
Yes.
You open the door.
It's quite a large room.
The entire floor of the room is submerged. Looking about, you notice the lack of construction here. The walls are unfinished limestone and stalactites hang from the ceiling. Droplets of water fall from the high ceiling.
Lights go down, lights go up.
Very good. And the walls are slick. Almost floating on the water, resting on a stone, is a gem.
Is there any way I can remember them?
Set into the wall, pulsating with a bright yellow light.
Ooh, gem. Ooh, ooh.
Sparkly thing.
Is it a big gem?
It's a fair size.
I shall appraise said gem.
Are you going over to it?
No.
You can't really appraise from where you are.
Okay, what's in the room? Where, between me and
water.
The gem?
Water and stalactites.
How deep is the water? About as thick.
Yeah, about 4 feet.
Oops.
Deeper than you.
Actually, it's not deeper than you.
I'm on no. Bugluck.
Yeah, Bugluck is 8 feet tall.
Bugluck, go over to the gem.
Bugluck carries you over to the gem.
I appraise. I get 20 to appraise.
Wow. You think it's a diamond. It's a beautifully cut diamond. But it's a glowing. You reckon it's probably worth about 2,000 gold pieces.
It's glowing?
And glowing make a lovely adornment to your headpiece.
Yeah.
You'd love
okay,
a giant glowing diamond
attached. Is it attached to a trap? How easy would it be to get all other thief type thoughts?
Search it.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Are you touching it?
No.
Oh, very good.
She's using
22.
Type skills.
22. You don't think it's trapped?
It is trapped. You haven't found it. Pick up the gem, Bugluck, leader of the Bugbear Nation.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
No, it isn't.
Bugluck, pick up that gem. Get that for me.
Bugluck reaches out his hand.
Oh, we don't want him to die, he's not
No,
like,
no, I take it back, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, oh, no.
We need to get the lizard men in to do that.
I kill my party friends.
Oh, you just asked him to do it!
And then I took it back.
Only when he said, are you sure?
And yeah. Started...
And started rolling the dice.
Could be calling you, of course.
That's true. Yeah, could be calling up loud.
I touched it with a stick.
Okay, I touched it with a stick.
What happens?
It goes clonk.
I didn't touch it. I touched it.
Yes.
It's a big gun.
It warned to go clonk when I touched it.
Sorry.
It can't make the noise, but that's
just a finger, not a stick.
Is it just Bastion for making such strange noises?
Is it just Bugluck and the thief? The
yes.
Anyone else coming in?
No.
It's very soggy.
Okay.
But what happened to me if I touch it?
I'm not going to yell.
You'll find out if you touch it.
How big is the room?
The room is a good amount. It's about, 35 feet square.
Mm. Okay.
So if I stand at the doorway, how far is it to the little thing where the gem?
About 35 feet the opposite wall, and the gem's in the centre of the opposite wall, so about 40 feet or so diagonally.
Okay, that's fine. I'm at the door.
Yeah.
Can we stop now?
You want to stop in the middle of a room while you're interacting with somebody?
Well, I'd rather stop now before dying in pain and stuff.
You'd rather die in pain than start afresh.
We'll stop after this room.
Okay.
If you want to interact with it at all, do
I leave the room.
Okay.
So. Stop interacting with it.
I go back in next session.
Cheeky.
Well, finish the room. Where am
I? I take the gem.
Are you sure? You're just going to grab it.
Okay.
Maybe reflexive.
I've detected no traps, so. Why shouldn't you?
Yeah, true.
16.
Is that
your
plus
10?
18.
So, what do you
want
to
be next?
Weasel.
You want to come back?
I really need trick if you're a weasel.
Don't have to roll that many. I'm your wife, you can just pretend.
A blast of energy from the gem. Both you and Buglak fall into the water, crackling with electricity.
Oh dear!
What does it do?
Every living creature within 6 foot burst gets 3 hit points for the next 3 rounds.
Okay.
How many do I lose?
And then go into the water.
How many have you got?
34.
And then I go into the water.
Mm-hmm. Step in the water, it makes your skin tingle looking.
They're electric.
No.
You didn't get that.
Then I go over towards them, pull them out of the water.
Yeah, I've got some Google I can see how these hit points were. Where did you find you?
Not far away.
Not that long ago.
B9, is it?
Yeah, it's around here, isn't it?
That's alright.
Buglak. Bugbear Refuge.
A B10.
Oh dear.
It is indeed B10.
Buglak is completely dead.
Oh, hey.
She killed the bloody bugbear!
The halfling is very close to death.
We've carried all that stuff as well.
Does your plus 3 hit points, though, does that negate needing to save on...?
Yes, she will stabilise because of that. Yeah. She starts to gain hit points rather than losing them.
Yeah. 9 altogether.
You come back to consciousness, you ache.
As I think he's dead, I take her back to the door and then go back for him.
Mm-hmm. He's big.
Yes.
Can I take that?
He's in 4 foot of water.
Hmm?
In 4 foot of water.
True. Drag him along in the water.
Uh-huh. Buglak, leader of the Bugbear Nation, is dead.
Poor old Buglak.
The Bugbear Nation is no more.
No, there's no more Bugbear Nation.
He's Bugbear Nation anyway.
Your fault.
What?
Really?
He wasn't a malicious like some way people, but... There was a shiny £2,000 flawless diamond stuck in the wall. I'm a thief. What am I supposed to do?
Exactly. I'm a wizard.
You're supposed to be converting.
I've been trying really hard.
It was just so big.
I checked it for traps. I didn't think it was traps.
It was unattended.
Yeah.
And apart from that, it's glory.
I think it's a sheer favouritism on these viewpoints of characters, but there you go.
Why?
Because she doesn't throw a fireball at Boyd.
I didn't throw a fireball. We've been over this argument.
Spurious, if you ask me.
Very good. I'm out of the room. We're out of the room.
If I wanted to kill him, I would have put it further down the corridor and I would have been fine.
Are you leaving the glowing gem? It's glowing. It's magical.
Yes, I know. It's just killed my best friend.
Yes.
Bestest friend ever.
Has as well. Your man. Good job he had less hits than you.
No. Give silent prayer to talk about his body.
I cry a lot.
Oh. We recover our stuff and kick his body back into the water.
Experience! As he was a henchman. He was a useful
he
one.
He was really good. He carried stuff.
Yeah.
And if we stop the recording now, we go back.
Rewind.
And I'll do it. Right. I didn't want to. I just did, and I'm stupid.
You're only playing characters. So
I know, but.
I mean, any trap that does 10d6 plus 10 damage is pretty cool.
Ooh. Maximum 70 points. Nasty.
That average would get 35. Me halfway to being fully dead.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
That is pretty bad.
I signal to Groot to see if he can. Help me with the body.
I'll drag him out.
I'm crying and inconsolable.
Very good. Sleep comes and pats you
and then walks off. She's a lizard.
There.
I start leading the way back to the angel
group. Okay.
Oh dear.
Are you resting there again?
Can I walk?
Yeah. You're fine. Yeah, you can heal quite well by.
You drag this guy
all the way back to the angel room.
You're positive because Bastion's healed you to a point where you can move.
He's an 8 foot tall bugbear.
Okay.
He's quite a weight to drag.
Bastion, how well have you made me? Because
you got 9 hit points.
What was I on?
You were almost at the bottom.
So I'm minus 9?
You're like on 1.
So I'm on 0, so I can't
move. Actually, you've been taking out a minus 8 is what you've been taking down.
So I've got
plus 1.
I'm not going to move.
I mean, you took over 40 points. Did alright. It's a good job you got some extra hit points.
Good job I'm not exactly the GM, I think. Because I think that if I've been...
Alright, that's too far for me. On average...
That is further than Balazar is compared to go.
On average, the trap does 35 points damage.
Yeah. Yep. Whoa. So it did over average?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's more than that, isn't it? Because it's plus 10, so it's really the average of the rest of the turn.
Yeah, technically it does... whatever it is. 40. It does 40 on average.
So it did about average then?
Yeah.
Owie. I'm not going to move from my long hit point. I think I may stand still and cry.
45 on average.
45?
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Sash. Average on a d6.
Why did you put that in there?
Isn't me.
It was all tempting and stuff.
Only these bad men.
Right, that's it. I'm a sworn off
thief now. Sworn off thief.
You can't roll a 0, can you?
No, that's true.
I'm clericking at my next level.
Wouldn't that be funny if the rogue becomes a cleric at
the time? Let me give you the gift of unlife.
Really? Why don't you become a temple raider of Timora?
Tomb Raider of Timora.
Well, no, they're divine thieves.
Okay.
They get divine magic.
Can I do that at level 10?
Can you do it now?
No. You've got level 7.
Is it base attack plus 5?
Almost.
Another one. Yeah. What's your knowledge religion? Have you got any? Well, you're right then, you can do it. And they're not rubbish, they're really good. They're quite good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of changing you into something else. Next level.
What?
Yeah, that's all change.
We'll swap.
That was our flanky guy.
Yeah. Oh, the tactical soldier or whatever he is. Yeah, he's really good for
I wanted to be a fighter up to 6 to get my 2 feet.
Tactical soldier, I think it's tactical soldier, something like that.
Something like that.
I want to be a character that's a bit of everything.
Bad!
You really want
to be. And you've got a good excuse for making up all the poetry.
Yep.
In character.
If I turn into a bard,
would
I lose my
thief
stuff?
No. Boyk's remains have disappeared.
At which point I leave him there and lay him out with his equipment that he came with.
Yep.
We recover our stuff though.
Oh, I give him a present. Because I'm really bad. I'm really sad. What should I give him as a present?
But I don't speak.
No.
And I stay there for the next hour.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sad. Really
you realise after an hour that you feel a bit more enervated. Anyone in the room for an hour gains a hit point.
Ooh, yay.
I don't. Unless it goes above max.
No.
I leave... where's it gone? A tin box with a piece of amber in it.
Very good.
As a present.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't. Can I have the red pen, please?
Are we wrapping off there?
I think I've already moved after that sad occasion.
Okay, boy,
I actually do want to rest at this stage.
You want to rest? We'll
probably rest.
Yeah, we'll rest up.
Okay, let's top up your XP.
Bugbear leader of the Bugbear Nation.
This is a little more complicated.
Oh no, he still is the leader of the Bugbear
Nation. So,
they're just they're all dead, and then he's dead, so it's fine. I've reunited them.
Up to there.
Yes, yes.
Up to there.
That's what he wants, really. He's
got combat as well.
Okay, so up to there. Boy, if it is there, and after that, he's not. Okay, do XP for me, Steve. Yes. What's the party level now?
It's 6.
Is the party level 6?
I've just been killed two characters.
You lost Boy,
well, as it was.
Buglack.
For those. Buglack.
Yeah.
We were. Buglack wasn't the party member.
No. You're level 6. You're all level 6.
Score level 6. Four, six, 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 four, six, four, six, four.
2, 3, then 4.
It's 13, 4, 34.
By 7.
Divided by 7 is.
5. 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
So and add 1 plus more than 4.
Yeah, so you're 6. Six. Yeah.
I don't normally kill people.
That was just bad luck. Problem is, anyone in the water gets the effect. Lightning bolt.
I feel incredibly naughty and bad.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Okay. Donald's rating 2 for Volant Narcon.
450.
450, that's 2 of those, so that's 900. One Blink Dog, challenge rating 2, 450. One Greater Glyph of Warding Blast, challenge rating 7.
2,700.
We didn't defeat that really, did we?
Went off.
Oh, right.
Fireball Trap, challenge rating 5.
1,200.
I think we're after 2,100.
Camouflage Pit Trap, 1,200. Dire Wolves, challenge rating 3.
600.
So there was just 2,400 for 11. So that's
I think
9,600, 1,350, 4,000, 5,250, 6,450, 8,850 by 7. Plus a challenge rating 5 encounter is 1,200, and a challenge rating 6 encounter for the lightning bolt.
1,800.
Only I'm allowed that. Right, can somebody divide 8,850 by 7 for me?
That'd be just over
1.
Oh crap,
that'd be.
What number is it?
8,850.
3,500 by 7.
Divided by
7.
1154.2,
apparently.
Is it?
1264.2, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I'll check that again, actually.
8850. Oh, yeah, I was kind of getting a number. Don't worry about it. 8850. Divided by... 7. Oh, that's a multiply.
How'd you do?
1264.2.
1264.
Plus an additional 3,000, which is divided by 6. 500. Which is 500. Which means you all get... 1,764. Which means that my little fellas get
17,062.
Not bad.
It's
17,062
then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's 8, 2. It's got my lot there.
Your lot.
My lot. Or what's left of my lot. Cal Hiss and Slithy. Cal Hiss. Slith. Did have 2,489. 2,489.
If nothing else, we've made the maths
a lot easier.
And
I think say 6 by 6.
6 instead of 7. Pick up some more for the murder. Yeah, but we're not picking up any more party members.
How do you know?
You have to be a henchman, otherwise you stay here! We need some brawny bearers.
We need some other more bugbears.
What are we level 3 characters getting at level 4?
6,000 altogether, but it's an extra 3,000. John's right there, that's critical need.
They've got 3,371 now. Oh, that's in addition to what? Well, they still have 6,371.
What was the room number for that diamond?
20. Okay. The party's a little lighter on members. Two of the new characters have leveled.
Hey.
They're now level 4.
They're neutral, we don't mind that.
Neutral's fine.
Cool.
Dunk. The question was Blake neutral by the time he killed him?
Possibly.
I don't know.
He was level 5 by the time he killed him.
See, I even managed to get them in the right envelopes, I think.
Yeah.
I was worried about that after I sealed them.
Cool. Okay. That's good.
There we go. That's your bugbear.
My bugbear.
Which we don't need anymore.
Bugbear's dead.
Boy, concerned.
Well, we've got two lizard men left.
Oh, no.